dancing with somebody this morning. Well, how does Sam Jackman sound? Having a dance with him? He's danced all over the world, Megan.
He's got some nice boots, so I'm sure he's done a bit of dancing in his time. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are we?
We're wonderfully well. Thank you for joining us for a cup of tea. We've been chatting with you over the ad breaks and during the songs. There's so much to talk to you about. It really is hard to know where to start, but I guess we'll start with what people know that you're doing at the moment, which is great things for Havelock North and Hastings. Tell us about that.
Well, I took over the role of president of the Havelock North Business Association.
Do they address you as Mr. President?
El Presidente.
El Presidente. That's a good start, yep.
Yeah, that was last March and took over. We had about 147 odd members in those days, and now we're up to about 328, 330 thereabouts.
So everyone wants to get involved.
Everyone is getting involved. That's the great thing. Everyone's actually pulling together and making the most of what we're doing out there. And we've created a great marketing team around us. We're doing lots of things, lots of activity, lots of Facebook, lots of social media content, and actually showing people all the great things that do happen around Havelock North and the village.
So what does it mean for a business to be part of the Business Association now and be guided by you guys?
Well, I think it's just involvement with what we're doing as a community. The community is very strong to us out in Havelock North. You know, I'm one of those people, the mantra I put up to start with was to be inclusive, engaging and cohesive in what I was trying to do as the president, and then pulling the right people around us to actually do the role and do the jobs that we needed to be done and build. And as I said to you earlier, to start with, it was a bit like herding cats. But, well, in fact, one of the retailers said to me, "No, Sam, it's herding cats on cocaine."
Doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah, when they want to do it and going in all different directions.
Exactly. So by pulling everyone together, giving a bit of direction, a whole lot of leadership, and leading from the front and being proactive with what we do, because my background is advertising and marketing. Most of it's been in retail. It's a retail-orientated village. Now we're taking the membership further afield. So we go down as far as the Petongata pub now. Mm-hmm. On one side, the Hastings Golf Club. On the other, Clearview and the Farm. And now Gannett Colony are joining us over the other side. And people down in Ahuriri and Napier are parting it because they live in the village. They service the village. They're part of village life.
And we've got world-class people living in the village, in Hawke's Bay in general. Yeah.
We have amazing people who live in the village. You know, the Rod Drurys of this world, they live in the village. You know, the Kim Wicksteeds, Ex-Archie Man, the Kim Thorpes, the Andy Coltarts. You know, we have a huge array of absolutely wonderful, very clever people.
Sam, you said marketing, advertising. Where did it start for you? Because you have travelled and had some big projects. So where did it start?
Well, it sort of started when I left Wellington to move to Auckland and I got involved with Pi Electronics, if you can remember.
I remember.
P-Y-E?
P-Y-E.
Yeah. And I had a Pi stereo.
Ah, there you go. So the Pi and the Ultimate brands was where I sort of got involved in advertising. And then I was asked to join the two advertising agencies. We had Ultimate as well. Remember Ultimate Jugs and Irons and Toasters?
I'm sure there are people listening at home that do.
Oh, I'm sure there are. And the two advertising agency heads of both those agencies wanted me to join them. And my marketing boss turned around to me and told both of them, if you employ Sam, you're both fired. Right, so it wasn't one or t'other, we were both gone. So with letters from the managing directors of both companies, I went to Australia and 6 days later I was account manager for FCB, looking after, which is Footcone and Belding, looking after Paint and Paper, which was the retail stores of Dulux. That was part of my portfolio, International Harvester, McCulloch Chainsaws, Yamaha motorbikes, all sorts of bits and pieces.
So how did you end up in Hong Kong?
Well, then a couple of Kiwis who were, well, one Australian and a Kiwi who were based in Hong Kong with Ogilvie and Mather had heard about me, and Michael Ball, who was the boss of the company based in Sydney, he rang me up one Friday and said, come over and have a drink. So I did.
What, to Hong Kong?
No, unfortunately not. Over to the North Sydney.
Yeah.
It was overseas, though.
Yes, that's true.
What, the Manly...
take the Manly ferry.
Yeah.
And he interviewed me, and the guy, Russell Kelly, who was my boss in Hong Kong, rang me up and said, the job's yours if you want it. When can you get here?
And 20 years later?
Yeah.
You spent 20 years in Hong Kong?
Nearly 20 years.
Nearly 20 years in Hong Kong.
And part of that was I'd spent a year and a half of that in Singapore as well.
Moving on the Inter-Islander, sailing to the other side.
Sam Jackman. That's his favourite commercial at the moment.
Sure is.
Yeah, because it's specific. it emotes us, doesn't it?
And it
keeps to the point.
Absolutely. And it says exactly what it does.
Mm.
Right? In such a beautiful way that's a real heart, you know, puller, gets the hairs up at the back of your neck.
Yeah.
A semi-retired advertising guru. You are semi-retired?
Semi-retired.
Now, you were telling us your big one that you were working on in Hong Kong was the Energizer Bunny.
Yes.
Yeah, and you kicked off the Energizer Bunny.
We launched Energizer worldwide. Energizer is a Union Carbide product. We had a lot of work that we were doing with Union Carbide around Asia. We developed a system for them to measure and research their products and brands all over the place, and especially at retail level, because you've got to remember in Asia, there's a lot of what we call a Dai Pai Dong, which is more like a street stall.
Yep.
And they sell everything, you know, lock, stock and proverbial barrels. One of the products up there that sold extremely well was Dolphin Torches, for example. That's a Union Carbide product, right? So we wanted to research and do all of that, and we came up with a matrix system, which they then adopted near enough all over the world because of what we were doing with them, and a great relationship with the Union Carbide guys, who were all Australians, so of course we drank a bit, as one does. And they gave us Energizer. And they wanted to launch Energizer. So we created a campaign called Batteries in Space. And the whole idea was this huge battery hurtling from over your shoulder through space, white noise, all that type of thing. That would be the new type of battery cell that you could find in the market that had all this long life because it was from outer space. It was
right.
Long-lasting battery. So we created this commercial, which they agreed with. We then flew, my creative director, Andrew Linklater, and myself flew to London. We shot the commercial in Uxbridge in the studio that shot the first Star Wars movie, which was rather neat because it was the only place in those days, and I'm talking very early 80s here, that could do that type of thing.
Right.
And the camera that we used was literally three times the size of this room. It was enormous. It was like a steam train. It was painted green, and it looked like a steam train. And it put through 120 frames of 35 millimeter film per second.
My mobile phone does that just about now.
Well, it does. See, now we can shoot these commercials on our phones now, right? But we had to fly to London to do this commercial and shot this thing. And then we launched it in Asia, seven different countries, seven different language versions at 7 p.m. on the seventh day of the week.
And you've never forgotten those statistics,
never
have you? That's
that.
How hard you worked on that.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. And I'm really proud of it because Energizer is still a brand that's in existence today. It's never been, excuse the term, bastardized by anybody. The logo is still the same. The packaging is still the same. They've maintained that same positioning all the way through. It's never changed,
they've
never faltered.
Yeah, kept true to themselves. That's a big thing for businesses too.
Exactly. True to yourself. You know. So that was my, you know, claim.
Well, that's a good one. Sam, quickly before we go, can you give some advice to somebody, mothers out there who have sons and daughters thinking they'd like to get into advertising? What would you say to those people?
Well, it's an interesting time at the moment. My daughter's in advertising. She couldn't resist. She's only 22 and she's working for Young and Rubicam, Y&R in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
Clever little thing that she is. It's a difficult market to be in, but it's got to be in your blood. You've got to love it right from the word go. And it's not one of those things that's glamorous. Glamorous is a wrong word to use about advertising. Advertising is 25 hours a day, 8 days a week. You either have it or you don't have it, right? And it takes a lot of hard work. When you started an agency in the old days, you started in the mail room.
Mm.
That's what you did, you know. You sorted the mail.
Yeah.
Right? You delivered contact reports to different people around the company. That's what you did, and you worked your way through the system. Now you go to a university, you go through 3 years of a marketing degree, and the next thing you want to be a TV presenter.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't work like that, you know.
You've still got to do the hard yards, don't you?
You've got to be, and it's really something that you have a passion for, and it includes everything from typography to photography to people's aspirations, the good, the bad, the indifferent about people, the good, the bad, the indifferent about clients, and the good, the bad, and indifferent about brands and products. Because not every product out there is this wonderful Mercedes-Benz or, you know, Samsung phone or whatever.
That is exactly right.
Some of it's a load of garbage.
But your job is still to market it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it gets down to one thing. With all advertising, it's got to be the truth well told.
Semi-retired Sam Jackman.
Of course, president of the Havelock North Business Association. Sam, business, it's in your blood as well. What are some of the things that businesses can do to see them through for the future, for longevity?
There's a lot of tools available now in the marketplace, and of course social media is a big part of that nowadays. And so
You're too old for social media?
Certainly not. I'm a Facebook nut.
Great.
You know, it's the last thing I do before I go to sleep is check my Facebook page, and it's the first thing I do in the morning.
He's an advertising man.
You're just like the rest of us.
You know, I like all sorts of companies as well as people, you know. And getting involved with the media nowadays, and the media mix is quite diverse, and it's actually changing dramatically, especially with newspapers, as an example, because there is the real newspapers are really just falling off the edge. Magazines and the range of magazines is increasing dramatically.
Right.
Social media is changing daily, right? And television is still a mainstream together with radio. And radio is something that should be used probably more than it is at the moment. And music, being the heart of radio, is the bit that people forget. And I think that, when I was in Australia, I was involved with a radio station who launched a campaign for Tui beer. And because they owned a series of different radio stations, and it was country and it was classic and it was da-da-da-da-da, they made their Tui commercial in different genre music behind it. So for each radio station, it was different music, the same tune, but different genre.
To fit the format.
Correct. It was very intelligent. So when they were talking to the country music guys who were drinking their beer, being rednecks in the middle of the bush.
Yeah, listening to Don Williams.
It was their music, you know, the Dixie Chicks type music was being played, you know, and so on and so forth. And that was intelligent use of a medium, right? Clients need to be honest about themselves. A lot of clients are not honest about themselves. A lot of clients think that they're far greater than thou, and that needs to change a little bit. And they must really use that honesty to tell people what they really think and what their own aspirations are. So the brief that's given to the creative people, that's given to the media people, is a brief from the heart. It is the truth, right? There is no BS involved with it. Is it actually the truth? And then a brief to the creative department, to the media, etc., is a very, very short document. It's only about, if you're lucky, 4 or 5 pages long, right? And it's about the current situation. It's about the objectives. It's about who I actually want to talk to, so on and so forth, you know. And you build the strategy around that.
Now, I've heard you speak at another event, and you were talking on how important staff are in a business. And sometimes some people, some managers, general managers, company owners, don't look at staff as being as important as what they really are.
Yes. It's interesting. I always talk about people as asset management. Asset management is an interesting term, and it's been used here, there, and everywhere. People think asset management is computer screens or a digger or a truck or a car or whatever it is. The most important asset of any business is people. And if you're good at your job, a la a good leader, and it's all about leadership, right, you will get the best people around you, and you will turn them into stars, and in turn they will make you a star. And that's the deal. That's what business is all about nowadays, and it is people. You know, people are people no matter what we have for breakfast. And if we cluster together as we do in businesses and you've got strong leadership, you can achieve all sorts of things. And I think that's the great thing about what I'm doing in Havelock North at the moment. We have a great marketing team around us, which is a cluster of people from all sorts of different walks of life that we get together over coffee, strategize, come up with crazy ideas, write them down, and then do them. And it all works together. You know, it's all simple stuff. Business is simplicity. People overcomplicate it, right? Money gets in the way. We're working with a business association. We don't have money, right? Yeah. We have a little bit of targetable rate. We don't have huge income coming in. We don't make money from selling a product or anything like that. We don't have that. So we're creating these events and this work for all of this community with nothing, for nothing. You know, and we can do the Village Street Carnival and get 18,000 people into the village. We make nothing from it. All of our retailers' members make the money.
And you've all got the vision. That's the great thing about it.
Yeah, and energy. Got to have a lot. Back to the battery.
Back to the battery. Our special guest for a cup of tea is Sam Jackman. Sam, thank you for your time today.
Absolute pleasure.